bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're discussing the topic, setting limits for your children. It comes as a surprise to many parents to find that their children want to be told what they can and cannot do. Be that as it may, it is still true that the young people of all ages want guidelines to direct their lives. It may seem during the teenage years that your children resent any attempt to guide them. But in reality, if the guidance is carefully and tactfully given, they'll appreciate it. Young people are very much concerned with doing the right thing. What they do resent is the autocratic dictation of parents, the authoritative direction of their parents. And so we parents may have confidence that our children will appreciate guidance so long as we give it tactfully. What I'm concerned with today, though, is in pointing out some of the common mistakes that parents make as they attempt to provide guidance to their children. Many times, parents will undermine the value of guidance by making basic mistakes in the way in which they give it. And so today, I'd like to discuss some of these common errors. In the first place, guidance should always be given in love. I cannot stress this too strongly. The Bible says that love will cover the multitude of sins. Your son or daughter will sense the motives that you have as you give them direction. If they know that your actions stem from an attitude of love, they'll put up with many mistakes on your part. But all too often, parents are prompted by selfishness rather than love. The parent who fails to give direction with love rears a child that one day will not give love to the parent in return. Probably the most frequent sign of selfishness on the part of a parent is their loss of temper. Yelling or screaming at a child somehow just doesn't seem to fit the pattern of a loving parent. Another sign of selfishness is the automatic response of slapping or beating a child. Now, don't misunderstand me here. I'm firmly convinced that children need to be spanked. But many times, parents slap or beat their children because they have lost their temper, usually because their own selfish desires have been frustrated. Another fault that many parents have is the fault of inconsistency. You've all heard of the dog whose bark was worse than its bite. And so it is with parents. Their threats, many times, are empty ones that are never carried out. You see, children want guidelines. And if these guidelines or limits are not enforced, they lose their value. They become meaningless. Children are quick to sense this in a parent. For this reason, you need to be very careful when you set limits. And always, if the limits are broken, punish the child. Let him know that you're consistent in what you do and say. Not only will you give him wise guidance for his own conduct, but you'll set an example that will teach him the virtue of consistency. Finally, let me point out that both parents should agree on the guidelines that are set and on what punishments are given. Children soon learn to play one parent against another unless the parents agree early in life that they're always going to be in agreement. In certain areas, one parent will make most of the decisions. For instance, the mother usually guides a child as to his choice of clothing. In this case, if the child were to come to the father for permission to wear a certain article of clothing, the father might automatically refer him to the mother. But there are many areas where both parents could make the decision. And in these areas, you need to learn either to think alike or to consult with one another before making the decisions. Whatever you do, don't let your child play one against the other. This encourages him to get away with things that he knows are wrong, and it's deceitful. You as parents should agree to agree. Your child needs this kind of guidance.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.